Do you want to hear a guy I like to call Mr. Excitement? Mr. Charisma?
Somehow I have a feeling when you use that term. Yes, I want to hear it.
George, meet Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello, George.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad.
Mishki says he likes to refer to you as Mr. Excitement.
Well, that would be me.
I'm perplexed as to why he would say that.
I wouldn't know. I'm just low-key, I guess.
Oh, so it is sort of tongue-in-cheek when he calls you Mr. Excitement.
Well, yeah.
What do you do for a living, George?
Well, I do little things here and there, you know.
Sort of a handyman?
Yeah.
Some painting, maybe a little concrete work, raking yards.
I've done all that.
Mm-hmm. You're doing most of the work on this conversation, aren't you, Wildcat? Carrying a heavy load on this one, aren't you?
Well, I have a job. Yeah. I'm wondering if George is capable of doing. I've always wanted to submit an award-winning culinary item for the Minnesota State Fair. Would you be able to help me with that, George?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
he knows concrete work, he does lawn work, and he can cook.
Yes, I can.
I hope Vic's not listening.
George lives in Crookston, Wildcat.
Well, that would be a long commute.
Actually, I just moved recently.
Well, George, you're actually sounding bubbly there. You say you moved? Something's got you fired up. All of a sudden, I sensed a little boost in the energy. Where'd you move to?
To a smaller town called Foston.
Oh, God, help us.
To a smaller town called Foston, Minnesota.
George, why the hell did you do that? Are you trying to slowly die?
No, not right off hand.
Why did you move to a smaller town?
Cheaper rent.
So how many people are in this town, George?
About 1,500.
Mm-hmm. Do you know them all already?
No, not yet. Working on it.
Do they have a pool hall in Foston?
No.
Do they have a bar with a pool table?
They got a bar.
They have a bar.
George,
yes.
Have you ever been in a town where someone just wanted to beat the crap out of you? I mean, have you ever found yourself in a town where some guy said, "That's it, I can't take this George guy anymore. I'm going to haul off and beat the tar out of him."
No.
I don't think so. I don't think that's ever happened to you.
So, George, how bad do the sugar beets smell in the fall?
Oh, it gets pretty bad.
Describe it for me.
Well, it's sort of almost a rotting stench.
A rotting stench of, let's say, corpses?
Well, no, I wouldn't know that because they don't smell rotting corpses.
Okay.
Well, who are you dating?
Actually, no one right now. I'm single. Surprisingly enough, right?
Have I talked to you about your dating habits, George, in the past?
No, sir, you have not.
Well, when was the last time you had a date?
Oh, it's been probably some time now.
George, I would like to buy you a wild night in New Orleans with about 7 Rockettes.
Yeah, that'd probably be enough to kill me off.
One Rockette smelling like a corpse would finish you off. I'm
probably.
Sorry, George, I ought to go easy on you, but I try to get a rise out of you, and it's hard to. You're about the most low-key guy I've ever met.
No, it takes a lot of practice.
Although sometimes you guys who are this way have this alter ego, and the alter ego has people buried in the basement or something.
George, would I be off track if I surmised that you are perhaps a Scandinavian Lutheran?
Well, I got sweet on both sides of the family. Both my grandparents moved to the U.S. from Sweden when they were in their younger days.
What religion do you practice?
Christianity.
Yeah, which denomination?
Well, I've been currently going to the Calvary Free Lutheran Church here in Boston.
Okay, so in other words, Wildcat nailed it. Now, when was the last time you had a temper tantrum, George?
Oh, it's probably been so long I don't remember.
Yeah. Have you had a good cry recently?
No.
George, have you just found yourself rolling on the floor, holding your belly, saying, "Stop it, stop it, it hurts to laugh"?
No, I get my chuckles,
George,
from your shoulder, Mr. Mishki.
All right, as long as there's something approaching a chuckle in your life, I'll settle for that. Thanks, George.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You too.
Good night, George.
I love George. I truly do, but I never know quite what to do with George. He's always the same.
Even keeled?
He just calls to say hi, and he's one of the few callers I'll take who just calls to say hi. It'll be up there on the screen. George calling from Crookston to say hi.
Well, now it's George from Foston.
I wanted him to still be George from Crookston.
Oh, he can still be George.
What the hell's Foston? I've never even heard of that. Foston? I got to find that on the map now. Foston's great. George from Foston. All right, fine.